Good morning,
2017.
It's gonna be a beautiful year. At least I really hope so.
I mean, when you look at 2016, how could you not have a beautiful year after that?
I mean, who's to say we've actually hit rock bottom? Maybe this is
2016's like... there to say we've actually hit rock bottom.
Maybe this is like the bottom that you hit when you think you hit rock bottom, and then it just gets worse. But that's just me being a super pessimist.
I mean, like maybe apocalypse worse. Like. I'm Jess.
I'm Tara.
This is Guided Bullshit.
And I hope we didn't already ruin 2017 for you by being so pessimistic. Well, at least for me.
It'll be fine. Let's start with the most important question.
Yeah.
Why is there a grape truck in your driveway?
Oh, it's not grapes, it's wine.
It says nothing about wine, though. It just says grape. Okay, why is there a wine truck in your...
Because that's where my roommate works.
But he has a car.
He took the company car home. I guess he has something to do today. Also, there's something wrong with his car, so he hasn't had a car in like a couple days to a week.
The car that he just bought?
He didn't buy a car a year ago? No, he's had that car for a while now.
I thought it was like a year. All right, time's really screwed up for me.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's why that's there.
My power steering's out.
Your power steering is out?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, so I have to, like, manually turn my tires.
Oh my god.
Like, I have to get out of the car and, like, shit. I'm just kidding. I don't have to do that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a little bit over-exaggerated.
Feels like it, though. Like, thank god I've been doing push-ups and shit, because I could not move that car if I hadn't.
Is it your, Altima?
No. I don't even tell you about the problems that thing pops up.
It's got so many problems.
No.
Damn.
No, the car sucks. I just bought in April. The used car I just bought in April from a really sketchy dealership. But whatever, you know?
Yeah. Damn, that sucks, though.
That's how I am this morning, Tara. How are you?
I've been pretty good. I've actually had a really good morning. My roommate woke me up, actually.
On purpose? Or, like, he was really loud and woke you up?
No, he purposefully woke me up because my alarm started going off. And so I heard someone knock at my door. And it was weird because I was just, like, had a dream about a neighbor who was, like, trying to, like, come into our house.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and so then I heard the knock, and I was like, oh my god, it's them. And I was like, hello? And it was my roommate, and he was like, hey,
oh my god.
Is that your alarm clock going off? And I was like, oh yeah, it is.
Thanks, roomie.
And I opened the door, and he's holding a beer. And I was like, it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
And he told me he wasn't up early.
Well, he never went to bed, so... yeah, well, because a friend is in town, and he was like, I wasn't planning on going out. He's like...
I don't care.
Well, no, he ended up calling me, like, insomniac, which is weird, because I've been called both ends of the spectrum now. I've been called a narcoleptic.
Why did he call you an insomniac?
Because he was like, what time did you go to bed that you're up at 5 in the morning? And I was like, it was like 12:30-ish when I went to bed. He's like, so you got, like, maybe 4 to 5 hours of sleep, and you're this functional right now? He's like, this is the most alert I've ever seen you. And I was like, well, that's all face.
Oh,
and he is just like, you need to sleep. He's like, I can't sleep less than, like, 10 hours a day. And I was like, that's...
10 hours?
So much. Like, a night's sleep for him is, like, 10 hours. So, yeah.
So, you know those dreams that you have where you, like, you're saying something in your dream and then you kind of wake yourself up by saying it out loud?
Yes.
But usually they're, like, scary dreams?
Yeah.
I had one of those dreams last night.
Was it scary?
I, like, remember being scared and, like, scared to go back asleep. But I was having a dream about turtles. And I woke up screaming turtles.
What?
Yeah.
Were the turtles, like, eating you or something? Plotting your demise?
There was a turtle, and he was supposed to be eating one thing, but he was eating this baked kale that I made, and he was joking on it.
Like, you almost choked on your spit?
Well, that's a dry throat, but yes.
Oh my god.
That's what it was. He was like, he couldn't get it down. He was choking on it.
That poor turtle. You have to go back in your dream and save him.
It's probably just because of my animals right now that I had the dream.
Probably. Yeah. You
had a scare last night. Thought the frog was dead.
Yeah.
He's not dead.
I'm surprised he's lived this long, let's be honest.
I know.
Yeah, I think his days are numbered.
I know. I mean, it was kind of like, every time I think he's dead. Last night was the worst time, though. I, like, really legitimately thought he was dead. I do have, like, a pseudo sense of relief.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
That he's not dead? Or that he was dead. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We've had him for so long, and we did not ask for this frog in the first place, and...
Yeah. That's...
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
That's awkward.
Tara, what's up?
Man, okay, so... This is, like, 2017 now when people are listening, but we're recording in 2016. Time fuck. I was gonna say mind fuck, but meh. Time fuck sounds better. Oh, no. So, okay, recently, like, Carrie Fisher died, which is so fucking sad. Her mom passed away, like, a day afterwards.
Yep.
And it's just, like, damn, all these people just keep dying. And, like, I've never been, like, super upset about, like, celebrities dying, because you don't know them.
Right.
It just kind of sucks. Like, yeah. Someone was like, it's sorry.
I like their movies.
Yeah. But. Someone was like, I'm sorry for your loss. And I was like, I mean... The whole world lost her. Like, right. I didn't know her personally. I feel worse for her family.
Right.
It sucks.
It's like a loss for, like, the industry and the family, and I'm just sad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just,
I guess, what else do you say, though? What else do you say to somebody, like, that actually seems sad?
Yeah. I said, I told someone, I was like, if Harrison Ford goes, I'm out. I'm out, I'm leaving this planet, or I'm killing myself, I'm done. I don't know. I cannot handle... I told my coworkers, I was like, y'all best be expecting me to call out that day. I was like, I'm gonna need a day to, like, grieve over that
one. I'm just, like, really, like, nervous about today and tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who the fuck... Did you know there's, like, a legitimate, like, GoFundMe for, it's like, we'll riot if Betty White... If you take Betty White away from us.
Oh, my God. See, like, part of me is, like... I think it's kind of comical, because, like, we blame 2016 for all this stuff, and it just, it's just poor timing. All these people are dying around the same time for, like...
Girl, you know it's astrology. Them planets are fucked up. Mercury is in retrograde. Tara?
Yeah, it's the planets. Alright, guys, so instead of blaming the year, blame astrology.
Do it.
Yeah. But it's weird. Like, I miss Carrie Fisher. Like, I didn't know her, but I miss her. Like, she was, when all the other, like, little kids wanted to be, like, Disney princesses, like, I wanted to be Princess Leia. Fuck the Disney princess stuff. Like, Harrison Ford was my Prince Charming. Like, I was Leia. And that's, like, what I grew up on. And I think it's just, like, all nostalgic now. But I think it is really cool because I, like, recently found out who her daughter is. And I've seen her in a bunch of stuff before and I didn't realize it.
Her daughter or her mother?
Her daughter.
Who's her daughter?
Have you seen Scream Queens?
Oh.
Her name's Billie Lord. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Huh.
No. You haven't seen Scream Queens?
I have heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Oh. She's the chick on the show that wears the earmuffs all the time. But, yeah.
I didn't know she had a daughter.
Yeah, and she was in The Force Awakens. She had a part in The Force Awakens.
Aww.
Yeah. Also, weird enough, apparently Carrie Fisher finished filming for the new Star Wars movie. So it's like, That's what I was always really weird about Hollywood deaths, because they can have other projects that they've been working on, mm-hmm. and still, so, like, they'll be dead for a year or two.
And then their movie comes out.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh my god, you're not dead. Like, this is a weird,
That's the thing about Hollywood, though.
Yeah, I know.
Are you ever really dead?
I keep telling everyone, like, everyone that's died knows something that we don't. Like, I was like, they dipped. They know something. They know what's coming. And they're just like, peace out. We have the means to get out of here. But who knows?
What were you going to say? I feel like you were going to say something.
About what? I feel like I'm constantly going to say something.
Sorry. Her daughter, her... it's not coming back to me, so let's just move on.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. So, that's just something I've been thinking about recently, because it keeps happening so fucking much.
Yeah. And, I mean, to be fair, death happens all the time, and maybe it's our age that we're noticing it.
Yeah.
Like, we're 25, like, almost 25, like, now we're actually going to be seeing people that we saw growing up in movies.
Yeah, pass away. Yeah. So. And it is, like, because I was talking to my dad about it, and he was like, well, like, that's what drugs and alcohol will do to your body, like, living that lifestyle, like, makes you go out a lot quicker. And did even with, what?
Did he, like, approach it like this is a good teaching moment?
Or no, I think he was just stating facts.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the same with George Michael that... Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's his name. Yeah. I said George Michael, and then I immediately thought Arrested Development. And I was like, wait, is that right? Yeah, because even he was just, like... I mean, he got arrested, like, a couple years ago for cocaine.
Oh.
And it's like...
I don't even really know who that is.
He's a musician.
I mean, I know that now.
Do you know the song, like... I'm not gonna try.
I looked him up, and then there was a song title that I recognized. I was like, oh, okay, that song.
Yeah. But, yeah. So what do you plan to do with your new year?
Oh, I'm like, I used to be like, yay, new year, new year's resolutions. I mean, like, it's cool to have a fresh start, but I'm not going to be like, start anything that I know I'm not going to
do. Like, make a plan once a month to do something special and draw it out of a bowl that we never accomplish. Not coming from personal experience.
Nope. We did the fun stuff.
Just we did like
there was a lot of other fun stuff. No, we did like four.
Did we?
I think so.
I know that there was like a month where we like drew one, and we were like, oh yeah, we didn't do last month, so we would draw two,
and then just didn't like do either.
Kept piling up, and then we just left them all in the bowl for the rest of the year. Oh, although we should, okay, for our listeners, we did this thing where, because I've basically integrated myself into Jess's family.
Yep.
We did this thing where it was like a, like, you're happy for or you're thankful for kind of jar, like, yep. Moments and stuff. That was a weird fart.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We need to get together and read those.
Oh, I did.
You already did?
With Lewis.
All right, motherfucker.
There were like,
come on.
There were like four for you and me, and most of them were like,
we're thankful for donuts.
Yes, exactly. It was actually kind of lame.
Really?
Some of them were kind of like, I don't know. I remembered all of them.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a surprise. It wasn't like, oh yay.
Right.
Some of them were like, I got my car fixed, and it was just depressing because like my car's not fixed anymore.
It's like, oh yeah, remember when your car was fixed?
Yeah.
All right, bitch, now it's not.
Yeah, so I just got really bitter about that.
Damn.
I'm sorry, fair. I should have told you.
That's fair. Well, shit.
Anyways, yeah, we did that.
Nice.
And Whoa. Oh, that's the window. Okay.
God. I apologize to our listeners for the random scratches that my cat is making at the window. But,
but no, this year, actually, one of my goals is to improve my wardrobe.
Word, let's go shopping.
That's not what I said.
That's all I heard. Look,
I want it to be gradual. It's just I've noticed that like a lot of my favorite clothes have like holes and shit or like don't fit quite right. And I don't know. I'm gonna like get some stuff tailored, get like a solid style so I'm not wearing stuff that I've owned for like 8 years.
Yeah, get rid of some stuff.
Yeah.
Some New Year cleaning and
so I want to be able to look at my closet and not be like, I want to like everything in my closet.
That's fair.
That's one of my goals.
Well, cool. That's a good goal.
Yeah. How about you?
I don't know. I mean, I've kind of thought about this a little bit, and I think that I just want to change my outlook on stuff. Just because I am typically a pretty negative person, but also I'm very torn between being positive and negative. It's weird.
Are you confusing upbeat with positive?
No. God damn it. Lucas, stop. I swear to God. Stop. Why? Anyways, so, no, I'm not confusing upbeat with positive, but, like,
there's an owner.
Okay. I mean, I know he usually walks in front, but it took me a second, and I was like, oh, God. Wow. Focus. No,
you just want to be more positive?
Yeah, instead of being, like, because I think there's just, like, I don't know. It's so hard to explain. But instead of, like, waking up and be like, ugh, I have to go to work, be like, alright, I'm gonna go to work, knock this shit out, and then I'm gonna have the rest of the day to do whatever the fuck I want to. Mm-hmm. And instead of, like, looking at stuff as, like, oh, it's cold, it's like, well, maybe that means I can spend more time cleaning or something. And trying to, like, turn all these negatives into positives.
Yeah.
Because being negative is really exhausting, and, like, I enjoy it. Just because I like...
No, negativity I like is being so cynical. Addicting. Like, it actually is.
Yeah,
it's really easy to get into that loop.
And that's also just, like, kind of my sense of humor is being negative.
Right.
And I'm not going to change that. but the way I actually feel towards situations... Is he trying to break down the goddamn window?
Maybe he's just trying to play you a morning song.
See, instead of being negative about how mad I am, it's just like, no, my cat loves me so much, he just wants to be outside with me.
There you go.
Actually is accurate, because every time I come outside, he, like, sits at the door and cries for me. Aww. Like, even Thor was like, that's so cute. And I was like, yeah, is it cute? Is it cute that he's tearing up our windows and meowing constantly? I guess it is. I should be lucky I have a cat that loves me this much.
Already off to a good start. It's not even 2017.
Slow but steady progress. I have 2 days to perfect this. But yeah, I'm excited to...
That's a good goal. I like that. I've been seeing this, it's the same meme go around, but it's like, instead of saying, sorry, I'm late, I'm gonna say things like, thank you for waiting for me.
Yes, I saw that. I think that's kind of like... where I'm going.
It's a nice reminder.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we go back and forth. I'm like, I'm gonna be more positive and blah blah blah, but like we always slip back into negativity.
It's because it has such a thick grasp on you. Mm-hmm. Like it is addictive.
And everybody around you, like if someone starts complaining, like you automatically just start complaining with them.
Yes. I've noticed that a lot. So well, here's to hoping all that changes. Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I just have a good feeling towards this year. Like, I know that things could potentially go very poorly, but at the same time, it's like, something just feels right.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things are gonna start happening.
I feel that. I feel that. My mom showed me this. It's like sort of astrology, but like not.
Yeah.
It's called Time Tracks, and it like, based on your birthday, like measures like peak points in your life. You're a cat. Are you supposed to be outside?
Yeah, that's the neighbor's cat.
Oh,
although Taylor told me this. Taylor told me this morning not to let the cat on the porch, but sorry, Taylor.
Sorry, Taylor.
I can't be mean to this cat because our other neighbor's cat is really mean, and like I saw him chase this cat across the street the other day.
Oh, so this is a safe haven?
Yeah, basically. But then Taylor was like, "Yeah, but he doesn't need to be on here because then Astro will want to be outside more, and your cats are going to be want to be outside more."
But true.
I can't say no to this cute face.
I mean, what are you going to do? Pick it up and throw it off the porch?
Yeah, Taylor hissed at it this morning.
Okay. Anyway, what the fuck were we saying?
Chart.
Yeah. Thing. So basically, it's just like throughout the whole year, like peak moments in your life, either like where a lot of stuff's happening or a lot of like emotional things are happening.
Yeah.
And you can kind of like plan things around it, but 2017, it's supposed to like pick up for us.
Really?
Well, for me, I'm assuming yours is similar.
It probably is.
Mine is similar because our birthdays are close, but
yeah. But who knows? They could be completely different.
Completely different. It's actually really cool. It even goes into like when businesses start and things like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to look into that just because I mean, not because I'm trying to start a business right now, but just to see like where stuff is supposed to pick up.
Yeah.
So and I'm not like
I think
feeling
it does
bad.
Have to do with it's linked to astrology.
Right.
So
that's really cool.
Yeah. 2017.
We coming for you, bitch. Oh man. Dude, okay, so this is kind of completely off topic. But I went to the bar the other night and saw someone
Surprise.
Who I haven't seen in like 4 years.
Oh.
And, but it was weird because, so 4 years ago, they came up and asked me on a date. Just a complete stranger.
Yeah.
So we went and got coffee. This was like right before my 21st birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I invited them to my birthday. Also, don't care if you're listening. Sorry about it, but I was way too nice to you at the bar. They're only back in town, like, once a year.
Uh-huh.
I've seen them, like, in passing within the past 4 years. But they actually came up and talked to me the other night. And he's like, "Hey, do you remember me?" And I was like, "Yes, I'm surprised you remember me." And he, like, put his arm around my waist and was like, "How have you been?" And I was like, "What the actual fuck is happening?" Like, I was like, "I've been good." And then he was like, walked away for a little bit to, like, talk to somebody. And then he was like, "I'm gonna go inside." And I was like, "Okay, cool. Like, I guess I'll see you around.
Okay, bye."
Yeah. And then he came up later. And he was, like, tried to talk to me again. And then he grabbed my ass. Yeah.
Ooh.
4 fucking years.
Did you black out for feminism?
Oh, man. I almost did. It was the feminism or the alcohol. I'm not sure which. But I was just, like, so in shock that I didn't say anything. And yep. I'm kind of upset that I didn't say anything now.
Yeah.
Because it was like, this is why I'm upset. Not because, like, it's been 4 years since we went and got coffee or whatever. Mm-hmm. We had coffee. I invited them to my 21st birthday. They came. My 21st birthday was a shit show. I was in bed by 12 because I drank way too much. Me and my friend
had... Was that the birthday I met Cyrus?
Was it the Black Cat Party?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Then no. Maybe. That was, it was Emily and I had a joint birthday party.
Wait, your 21st birthday was at Cyrus's house. No.
Oh my god, it was. This was my 20th birthday
Okay,
then.
Okay, then I remember.
It was when I lived with Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you spilt Hawaiian Punch on my white blazer. Never gonna forget that.
I think that was Cinco de Mayo.
Really?
Yeah.
You had a big giant cup. Big giant margarita cup or whatever.
Yeah, that was Cinco de Mayo.
Oh. Whatever. You guys don't give a shit. Continue, Tara.
Yeah, anyways. So, I was in bed by 12. Because, like, Emily and I finished, like, a bottle of keg vodka between the two of us in, like, 30 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, apparently, I was just taking shots from people. So...
You weren't, like, on the toilet by 12? Like, puking?
Oh, no. I was in bed puking.
Ew!
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, it was a shit show.
Okay.
That person that took me on the date did not talk to me after that.
Was he in town?
Like, no, he came to my birthday party, and then, like, I tried to text him the next day, and I was like, hey, sorry about how I acted last night. Like, I was real drunk, and they never answered me. And that was when I was, like, really not about... I'm still not about people just, like, ghosting on me.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you if you do that. That's so rude. But, yeah, that was, like, when it first, like, really triggered it. And I was like, fuck no, I'm not just gonna pester the shit out of you now. Because I do not deal well with people ignoring me. And, yeah, so they never talked to me again until the other night. And I was like, 4 fucking years, and you think you can come up and grab my ass? Yeah, fuck you,
douche.
I also told him about this podcast, so maybe he'll listen and be like, maybe I shouldn't do that to people that I haven't talked to in a really long time. Or just people in general. Don't just grab people's asses.
Don't do that.
Jesus. Well, that was my little bitch sesh.
Good.
2017 is gonna be awesome.
Let's just get it out right now.
Oh,
only
my God.
Positive things on this podcast from today forward. That's a lie.
That's such a lie.
Watch us get, like, so positive that, like, we have nothing to talk about anymore. Like, this podcast has 2 months left. Like, we're too positive.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to us be way too happy now that we've lost all of our listeners. Have a great day. It's going to be fantastic. So, do you have a guilty pleasure of the week?
Fuck. I'm never prepared.
Man, I told you about this last night.
I know. Well, you said you have two, so that makes up for my lack of one, right?
That's not how that works.
It's not?
But, do you want me to go first so you can think about it?
Yeah. Might not happen. I'm not going to promise anything.
Jesus. All right. My two guilty pleasures of the week. The first one is just me being really narcissistic and, my ass is my guilty pleasure. Like, I cannot stop checking out my ass this week. Like, every time I put on clothes, I'm just, like, doing a double take just to, like, oh, look at you. You look good. I don't know why.
It's funny you say that because that reminded me of a guilty pleasure that I have now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I've been working out on a regular basis and my arms are fucking amazing.
Nice.
I can do a push-up now and like kiss the ground. I can
do
like 7 of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of me too.
I think that's where that body positivity comes from is like once you because it's
yeah
the
once you're like happy with the capability of your body
and, yeah because yeah. That's what I think that's why I'm so happy with my ass recently because I've been working out
yeah and you see results and
yeah
you're like, sweet
and I'm just like hey I'm gonna keep doing this everybody look at my ass but don't grab it I swear to God. Yeah
we know you want to.
You can look, but you can't touch. Can't touch this. MC Hammer's away.
Off your chair.
Yeah. Okay,
what's
so my second guilty pleasure is recently I've been watching a lot of Disney movies.
Okay.
And that's not the guilty pleasure part of it. I've been... whenever a song comes on, I record it on Snapchat, but... put it in, like, the, like, fast-forward thing. You know when
yeah.
you can, like, speed things up?
Yeah.
And so it sounds like the chipmunks are singing all the songs.
You haven't sent me any of those.
You haven't been watching my story, bitch. I checked.
Oh. I don't watch people's stories.
You need to watch my stories, because okay. I don't put everything.
Apparently, it's, like, a pet peeve of some people, like, don't send me something on Snapchat and put it on your story. That's not a pet peeve of mine, so just do that.
Okay.
So when you hit my story, go ahead and hit Jess.
Okay, I'll start doing that, because I'm sure it's not over. I've only...
Okay, good.
I did Hercules and part of Aladdin, but then I fell asleep through Aladdin, and I didn't get to finish it, so, yeah, but it's real fun.
Damn. Salem has been obsessed with Shrek lately.
Yeah.
And I realize it's not a Disney movie, but I had a conversation with Lewis the other day. I was like, you know what? Everyone's always talking about their favorite princess, but, like, what about Fiona? No one likes Fiona. I'm like, she's a good princess.
She is a good princess.
Yeah. And I also watched, because we got a bunch of VHSs for Salem. We started watching Prince of Egypt last night. I had no idea what that was about.
It's...
I know now. I had never seen it before. I was like, is this Disney? Because, like, there were moments in it where it was like, okay, send this woman to his chambers. And I was like, there's no way this is Disney.
No. DreamWorks has so much more flexibility with what the fuck they can do. Yeah.
Like, there were a lot of, like, subtle, like, dirty jokes and, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know? But, yeah. I was like, that's... Disney can't get away with this shit.
No, Disney cannot.
But anyway, that's it.
Damn. Well, cool.
What?
I don't know. Okay, so one of my coworkers, like, I work two night shifts a week.
Yeah.
And the girl that I always work with on those night shifts, because it's just me, her, and, like, one other person in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Every time that... we're working together, at least one point in the night, she looks at me and she's like, what? And I was like, nothing. And she's like, oh, you look like you're about to say something. And I think I just, like, now constantly have a face where I look like I'm about to say something, but I have nothing to say. It's really weird.
That happens to me. But sometimes it's like, I want to have something to say, but I don't. Like, hey, I just want to talk to you. You know? I just want to talk to a person, but, like... maybe you'll start saying something if you, like, see my face in, like, about to talk mode, you know? That we could just, like, start talking.
Why would they say something if you look like you're about to say something?
I don't know. So you know. I mean, it's you? Like, your mouth, like, half agape. You're like, okay, that's an invitation to, like, come talk. Talk. I don't know.
Oh, my God. How?
That's it for me.
Well... guys, I think we're gonna wrap it up here.
Yeah.
Hope all of you have a fucking wonderful 2017. There might be bumps in the road, but it's okay, because it's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Because 2018 will be here. And then if it's gonna be...
We get it. We get it. Just don't. This could go on for a long time.
Yeah, because I was like, and then it'll be 2019.
I know exactly where you were gonna go with that. So I stopped you.
You can't just stop me like that. I'm unstoppable.
Oh.
Yeah, but guys, have a
happy new year.
Have a happy new year. The best new year. Be safe on New Year's. This is after New Year's, so, like, I hope you were safe.
And if you're not, you can try again next year.
In 2018. And if that doesn't work out, then
you'll have your license back.
Jesus. All right, guys. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you want to talk to us, which clearly none of you do. You all hate us. But that's okay, because guess what? I love you.
We love you anyway.
Yeah. We love you, even though you don't send us emails and you don't talk to us. Because guess what? We're going to keep talking to you.
Tara's still negative. Okay.
Email us at guidedbspodcast@gmail.com.
Check out our Facebook page.
Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, just type Guided BS into anything. Even Google. Ask Jeeves.
Yeah. Ask Jeeves it. I want to see what happens. Let us know what happens.
But you won't, because you hate us. All right, bye, guys. Bye.